USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chief of staff for the vice president has tested positive. Mark Short went into quarantine Saturday after learning of his positive COVID-19 test. Both Vice President Pence and his wife Karen tested negative on Saturday. In a statement, his office said that while Short is considered a close contact with the vice president, Pence would be maintaining his schedule. President Trump was on the campaign trail Saturday through several battleground states, holding rallies in Ohio and Wisconsin, and telling a crowd in Lumberton, North Carolina about his work to help the middle class.
I fight for the middle class, and Biden and his cronies serve only one class. They serve the donor class, believe it or not. Now, in all fairness to donor class, I would be the greatest in history. All I have to do is call them, send 10 million, send 10 million. Everyone would send 10 million. But once you do that, you can't deal with them anymore. Once you do that, you can no longer do what's right for you.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Handwriting alone won't be enough to disqualify a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more on a court ruling in that state.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots can't be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped on Friday. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He had the most beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
So far in the Keystone State, there has been 1.5 million ballots cast.
Poland's president is in quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. Andrzej Duda announced Saturday that he was asymptomatic and apologized to people he'd recently come into contact with who will now also have to quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
If the words, the ice cream machine is broken, break your heart, you're not alone.
If you're craving a McFlurry and the ice cream machine at your local McDonald's is broken, a 24-year-old software engineer will help you save your time and gas by using his app. Rashik Zahid launched McBroken. It displays a map of every McDonald's location in the U.S. with working ice cream machines getting a green dot, locations without one, a red dot. And a column on the right compiles statistics. Currently, over 7% of Mickey D's ice cream machines in the U.S. are broken, according to McBroken. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A sample taken from an asteroid 200 million miles away by a NASA probe is floating away particle by particle. NASA says the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft descended to the surface of the asteroid Bennu this week, reached out and took a sample of the rock. However, the craft took more of the asteroid than expected, and now the sample container is jammed open with the sample slowly escaping. NASA engineers are rushing to get the canister back on the return capsule as quickly as possible for the long journey back to Earth. Scientists hope that their sample will shed some light on how the planets in our solar system were formed and even how life began on Earth. The Japanese Space Agency is also awaiting the arrival of a sample it took from a different asteroid that's expected to return in December. The OSIRIS-REx vehicle will leave Bennu in March, and what remains of that sample won't return home until 2023. For USA Radio News,